Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Fulton County District Attorney says presidential candidate Donald Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Democrat Fannie Willis said Trump must surrender by noon on Friday. Racketeering charges were originally developed to take down mobsters. 18 other people have also been charged in the case surrounding the 2020 election. Trump calls this election interference, and he's not alone as Americans watch this play out from Democrat district attorneys. Georgia authorities released the indictment before the grand jury in Georgia made a decision yesterday. Julian Epstein, former House Judiciary Committee special counsel, weighs in on Fox News last night.
The president asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to find 11,780 votes. I think the prosecutors are going to have to prove that he wanted the secretary and local officials to falsify the actual election returns. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be very difficult to prove.
Firestorms in Hawaii have now claimed at least 99 lives. On Monday, Governor Josh Green said more than 80% of the structures that were destroyed are residential. While noting that housing for the displaced has been a priority, he applauded those who have taken survivors into their homes. The blaze that tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. San Francisco federal workers are being advised to work from home for the foreseeable future. The Nancy Pelosi Federal Building in San Francisco is home to a range of essential offices, including the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the U.S. Department of Labor, and the U.S. Department of Transportation. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that the Department of Health and Human Services issued a work-from-home advisory due to the unsafe conditions around the building itself, citing the fact that the surrounding area is an open-air drug market. USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're an American, chances are you're drinking.
Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages like liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with findings for more than eight decades that the company's been tracking the number. It peaked in the late 70s at 71%. Meanwhile, this year, 38% said they do not drink at all, with 24% of that group saying they don't care for alcohol. For those who do drink, 69% said they drank in the past week and 32% in the past day. I'm John Schaefer.
Britney Spears is reportedly considering giving a tell-all interview on TV. She's considering the interview offer from Oprah Winfrey. According to the U.S. Sun, someone close to Spears revealed that the networks and online streaming platforms have all been bidding to get an exclusive interview with the singer. The pop star's memoir, The Woman in Me, is set to be released on October 24th. Hunter Biden's attorneys say prosecutors backed out of the sweetheart deal.
The deal in question would have settled tax evasion and gun charges. In a filing late Sunday, lawyers for the president's son said prosecutors were largely responsible for the plea agreement dissolving. Prosecutors add that they will move forward with charges in California and Washington, D.C. against Hunter Biden. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It wasn't going to be easy. I'm not sure you thought it was going to be this messy, but for many years we've been off track, and we've got a majority of Americans that agree that we're on the wrong track. So, all right, that's a good beginning. So now where do we go from here? Well, fortunately for us, we have Dr. Michael Bussler with us. Michael is the professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Dr. Bussler, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, Michael, let's talk Bidenomics. The president is out there touting Bidenomics, and the way it seems to me, from my observation point, is this is a huge roll of the dice. His presidency, I think the future of the Democratic Party, they put it all the chips on the line here, and the chips, of course, we're not his chips or Hunter's chips. It was our chips. And we're going, wait a minute, we are experiencing, ever since you took over office here, because you wanted to make such a radical move, that there's a lot of pain here in River City. And it doesn't seem to be going away, regardless of, you know, what the inflation numbers are. Because people, Michael, they don't care about inflation numbers. What they care about is when they go to the gas pump. Are they paying more or less? When they go to the grocery store, are they paying more or less? And that's reality for them. And government numbers are becoming meaningless. Maybe you can help us, understand, if it's possible, you know, what the heck is Bidenomics?
Okay, so first of all, the inflation rate has come down. Now, that doesn't mean prices have come down. It means they're not going up as fast as they were before. But prices, mm-hmm. when you have inflation, prices are going up.
Part of that isn't that as these numbers are fluctuating, you've got the people there trying to manage, the flow of goods and everything, and so it's a bit of a commodities game in terms of, well, you know, do I leave some money in the bank and keep the prices high, because of the dynamic of what's happening in the in the chain here. Is that fair?
So on average, prices are up about 16% since President Biden took office. And the inflation rate went up and it came back down again. It's about to go back up again, though. Mm-hmm. The August inflation number is going to shock people. And the overall inflation rate, the 12-month rate, is going to go up. So what exactly is the problem? What is Bidenomics? So the goals of economic policy are supposed to be price stability, keep inflation low, full employment, keep unemployment low, and growth. Price stability, full employment and growth. Instead, Biden's policies focus primarily on programs to reduce climate change and social programs to help people who Biden feels needs the help. So instead of concentrating on stabilizing the economy, his policies are geared more towards climate control, changing climate, and some social programs. What mm-hmm. happened was we shut the economy down in 2020 because the administration did some deficit spending. We had a V-shaped recovery, that is, the economy recovered very quickly. Going mm-hmm. into 2021, the economy was growing at a 6% rate all through 2021. Any more deficit spending would be purely inflationary. So mm-hmm. Biden passed the American Rescue Plan, which we didn't need, the CHIPS plan, you can argue whether we needed that or not, and then the mm-hmm. American Rescue, Inflation Reduction Act, which Biden admitted just last week that it's not going to reduce inflation. So what he's brought on to us is this high deficit spending, this huge public debt, which is purely inflationary, and then literally his first day in office, he declared war on energy
fossil fuels. Yeah,
today, exactly, on fossil fuels. Today, we're producing about 1.5 million barrels less per day than we did before Biden took office, went from roughly 12.5 million per day down to 11 million per day. Now, when you reduce the supply of anything, the price is going to go up, and that's exactly mm-hmm. what happened with energy. And there were some world events that contributed to that, too. But Biden's whole policies are destroy the energy sector because he doesn't think that's good for climate change, increase spending for social programs because he thinks people can't take care of themselves, have huge government budget deficits, which led to this inflation problem, and it will lead to a stagnant economy. So in the beginning of 2022, we actually had negative GDP. Now, it did mm-hmm. recover the last half of the year, and it's going at about a 2% rate this year. But I think the economy is about to slow down, and inflation mm-hmm. is about to go up. So that's right. The worst possible combination you can have. And as long as Biden continues the policies that he's having, the economy will continue to suffer.
Well, the bottom line in all this, Michael, it makes we the people more reliant to the government, does it not?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the point. That's the point of all this, because that's what the Democrats, that is their, that's their modus operandi. They don't believe in individual responsibility and merit. They want to have full credit and control of the workforce and everything that is America. I mean, this is where the people need to wake up and understand what the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and them, what they are doing to we the people. Because let's go back here for just a moment. Is there empirical evidence to indicate during the time of Donald Trump, when we were energy independent and we were producing a million more barrels, you know, was it a day or a month? A day, right?
Yeah.
A million more
yeah.
a day. Right. So was there some negative impact to the environment during that period of time, or any indication that if we continued on that course that we were, you know, and I'm not looking to Greta Thunberg in her theories. I'm looking for reality here. Was there any indication that what was being done with fracking and all the other advancements that we were doing in the fossil fuel industry, was there anything to indicate that that we were in danger?
The real answer to that is no. Now, there are some studies that I think are somewhat biased that say if we continue to do this, we're going to have all kinds of problems. Look,
they've been saying that for years, Michael. Every 10 years,
exactly.
You know, some part of the country was going to fall off into oblivion. The ice caps were going to melt. I mean, it has been every 10-year promise that, you know, they have produced bupkis on. But yet, for some reason, they're still given place like as if they've got some kind of credibility.
Exactly right. For those of us who are a little older, In 1970, the scientists were saying within 50 years, we're going to have an ice age, and we're going to have to do something to prevent an ice age. Well, obviously, that didn't happen. Then in the 80s, they said, you know, we've done some studies. The population is growing faster than our ability to produce food, so you're going to have mass starvation. Well, that didn't happen either.
Now, Michael, for a minute, stay on that for a moment. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. Bussler after this. Stay with us.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Talking with Dr. Michael Bussler. Yes, he's a public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. So he knows how to add the numbers, okay? And it's up to you to decide for yourself. I mean, we're reporting on the information. Again, as we say, own your own knowledge, all right? If you don't believe us, it's okay. I know, but challenge us if you have a different viewpoint here. But, you know, as we look at the analysis of what Bidenomics is all about, which is quite interesting, Michael, because Bidenomics was kind of a slur, like Brandon. Let's go, Brandon, you know, and Joe Biden is just he's disconnected. And I mean, you watch him and you watch him just a couple of years, even when he was vice president. And his ability to speak, his sense of presence compared, you know, just a couple of years forward as president of the United States. And he has deteriorated significantly. And he is running our country. And he seems to be very well manipulated by those on the left that are, pushing a green agenda at the expense of everybody. I mean, it's like a small percentage of people, because when you look at polling and what people care about, you know, green agenda, the environment, this climate change stuff, it's not even up there, is it?
Right. That's exactly right. The things that people really care about generally are the economy and security. People want to feel safe economically and physically safe, and everything Biden has done in the economy has brought all this uncertainty and all these problems. And with national security, his policies have been a disaster.
Exactly.
Under the prior administration, we didn't have any of this. Suddenly, Russia has invaded Ukraine. Iran has been given a whole lot of money. They're very close, very, very close to a nuclear weapon. North Korea stopped firing missiles. Now they started firing missiles again. And China was threatening, but Trump pretty much had them somewhat under control and contained. Under this administration, exactly the opposite has happened. All of our adversaries are now emboldened, I think primarily because of we retreated in Afghanistan, left people behind, left all that.
Michael, people can't even begin to comprehend what a disaster Afghanistan was. I mean, that will linger for decades. That embarrassment and the mishandling of Afghanistan, all brought to you by Joe Biden and his administration. He tries to deflect it to Donald Trump. No, it wasn't Donald Trump's responsibility. He was the one on duty at the time, and it was an absolute disaster. And the injury on America's national security and our presence with our allies, absolutely injurious.
Yeah, absolutely terribly. You know, under the prior administration, there was 2,500 Americans there, and they kept a stalemate. So nobody was attacking anybody. And Trump said to them, to the Taliban, if you attack, we're going to come with such force that we'll level you. And that threat, that peace through strength threat,
exactly,
worked very well. Now, Biden said we have to bring the troops home. There was only 2,500 there. Look, we've got 30,000, 40,000 in Korea, protecting that truce. We have some in Germany, and we have in NATO and Japan. We have thousands of troops, leaving 2,500 there just to maintain the peace until something could have been done. Wasn't an ideal situation, that's true, but at least there was peace there.
Yes.
They pulled out, they retreated, they left Americans behind, they left that Bagram air base with $85 billion worth of equipment there, and the Taliban just ran over. There's no women's rights now. Women can't go to university. I don't think they can even be educated past sixth grade. It's a disaster in Afghanistan. The rest of the world said, look how weak America is.
Well, exactly. And look who took over Bagram Air Force Base. Right? I mean, the Chinese said, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
They took it over.
And they took it over.
That was our only air base in that part of the world where we could have had some influence. Now we don't have any influence at all there, and it's turning into a disaster.
See, this is more of the same of the Obama administration. Obama, in his heart of hearts, Michael, really believes that America is undeserving. And Joe Biden has bought into that doctrine, that somehow America has just been blessed, you know, kind of by accident, and we need to share. there needs to be a redistribution, a distribution of wealth on all levels. Forget about the fact that Americans over the years and decades have worked their butts off, you know, to make America strong. But Barack Obama, in his own perception, just felt like he needed to be the justice agent, you know, for the world, and was going to give away assets of America. And Joe Biden has come in along with his acolytes and continued the mission of Barack Obama at the expense of the American people. How many jobs? I mean, they claim like all these new jobs they create, which is not. It's a renewal of what we lost before. Right, exactly. But how many jobs has he killed, though, Michael? I mean, the thing is amazing to me is that as much as he is, you know, pro-union and everything's always about the union, we got union jobs, you know. We don't have 100%, you know, of America's working force involved in the union. When it comes, you know, to the private sector, well, what are we down to? Less than 10% are union. And so all he's talking about is I want more union jobs for, you know, those in government. You know, and because that builds up the firewall for the Democratic Party. So it's no wonder, you know, everyday Americans are going, what is wrong? What is wrong with this country? It's so lopsided because it's all been prejudiced. And, you know, at every turn, it is about leveraging influence and making people comport. Like what we went through with, you know, with COVID and Dr. Fauci. And now we're realizing all the things that we suspected. Was that, you know, with all the billions of dollars he had control of, he got scientists to do his bidding, write papers, and justify their positions on things, and he would present it like as if it was an independent, detached, you know, scientific paper, right? And so how could you argue that?
Yeah, and look at where it get it. Real quick, Bill, you did bring up one thing about unions, and I just want to bring up a quick point. What happens when we get inflation and you don't stop it early, which we haven't done, it leads to a wage price spiral that puts inflation embedded into the economy. The UPS drivers went on strike, got a huge settlement. The entertainment industry people are on strike. They're going to get a huge settlement. The United Auto Workers are about to negotiate. They want a huge settlement. All that leads to higher labor costs, which drives up prices in the future and causes more inflation. You get into this wage price spiral. It's something that we have to stop as quickly as possible, because once it gets embedded in, it becomes very difficult to stop. Inflation is a cancer. And if you don't treat it early and aggressively, which the Federal Reserve was way behind the curve here, too, and the Biden administration is simply feeding the inflation. If you don't treat inflation quickly, it gets embedded into the system. It's hard to get rid of, and it takes a very severe recession, as it did back in 1981, to finally get rid of it. We've got to treat this inflation problem more aggressively than we are today.
Agreed.
And as I say, when you see the August number released in September, people are going to be shocked at how high inflation is going.
Is there any indication that this administration has the capacity to give us any kind of solution regarding Bidenomics and this inflation situation?
Absolutely none, and it's very critical that we get a change of administration in 2024 to an administration on the Republican side that understands the principles that made America great. Real quick, Bill, we talked about this before. What made America great was we encouraged individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government. Everything Biden is doing is exactly opposite to all four of those principles. It will stagnate the economy and embed inflation in for the
proceedings. Michael Bussler, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir.
With some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones,
problems and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless. Available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The Fulton County District Attorney says presidential candidate Donald Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Democrat Fannie Willis said Trump must surrender by noon on Friday. Racketeering charges were originally developed to take down mobsters. 18 other people have also been charged in the case surrounding the 2020 election. Georgia authorities released the indictment before the grand jury in Georgia made a decision yesterday. Julian Epstein, former House Judiciary Committee special counsel, weighs in on Fox News last night.
The president asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to find 11,780 votes. I think the prosecutors are going to have to prove that he wanted the secretary and local officials to falsify the actual election returns. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be very difficult to prove.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As if things aren't bad enough, right? With the, this is not even funny. This is just incredible what is happening to public schools here in America. Okay, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but believe it or not, the Satanic Temple, you heard me right, Satanic Temple started an after-school Satan Club. Okay. And they are integrating into the public school system. I mean, why not? We got drag queens. We had men dressed as women, jerking around kids and what have you. And so, hey, why not? Let's have the Satanic Temple, you know, come in and have access to our kids, which is amazing when you think about, you know, the whole education system and how it got started. It was Christian-centered, Christian education. And over the years, because of the separation of church and state and all the other, you know, propaganda that they'd want to do and how much injury that these people have caused in taking God out of the classroom. Well, since 1937, Child Evangelism Fellowship has been sharing the gospel with children around the world and in the community despite increasingly secularized institutions and schools. And now you've got the Satanic Temple saying, hey, you know, we want entrance into these public schools. Well, the executive vice president of CEF, Moises Estevez, is with us right now. Moises, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Well, this is nuts. What is happening? And I think people are going to be shocked. But, you see, they shouldn't be surprised because in the last 2.5 years, You know, we can thank you very much, COVID. We were able to look in the classrooms and see how our kids have been indoctrinated by the public school system. So now, I guess, you know, this whole idea of this post-Christian society and a continuation of people turning their backs on God, because God was so mean, Moises. I mean, you know, the evil things that God did to America, right? I mean, and so, you know, we deserve to turn our back on God because of all the devastation and damage he's done to us. So, you know, we'll turn our back on life, which God represents, and we're going to embrace death and evil, right?
Well, it's tough out there, but there is hope, because CEF, for Child Evangelism Fellowship, now for 86 years has been teaching the Bible to children. We have many ministries. One of our ministries, key ministries, is the Weekly Good News Club. Mm-hmm. And we take this Weekly Good News Club to wherever kids are. It's sort of a high-energy weekly children's club that includes songs, memory verse, Bible lesson, games, prayer. And mm-hmm. one of our preferred locations is the public school in the mm-hmm. United States of America, after the last bell rings. We won a case in the United States Supreme Court in 2001, on a vote 6-3, that it is constitutional for us to have these Bible clubs in the public school like other groups, and we cannot be discriminated because of our content. So mm-hmm. because of that case, the door swung right open, and we've been teaching in thousands of schools. Of course, COVID slowed all that down, but we've been rebuilding since after COVID, and this fall we'll be reopening. We closed the spring with about 2,500 schools, and we'll reopen now in the fall with many more. And so it's exciting to teach the Bible to children.
Oh yeah, I bet.
In the public school.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and so because of the Supreme Court judgment in 2001, well, again, you know, if there's no discrimination, then this would allow the Satanic Temple, you know, to have access to these after-school programs as well in these facilities, right?
Correct. They basically use the same victory that we had for their mm-hmm. benefit. So their strategy is to come into they specifically select a public school that has a Good News Club. And so they come with much PR and drawing attention of a lot of people and scaring everybody, right? Community and school officials and all that. And their hope is that they'll be kicked out, because once they're kicked out, then they're able to say,
you got a lawsuit.
You can't
sure.
kick us out, and they start a lawsuit. That's mm-hmm. their strategy. They haven't had much success. We usually say the best thing to do is let the club come in, because the parents will shut it down. Imagine what kids are going through these days, you know,
exactly.
peer pressure and drugs and gangs and cyberbullying and porn and depression and anxiety. The list goes on and on. Can you see a parent signing a parental permission slip saying, well, this is exactly what my kid needs, a Satan
yes.
club? And
right.
and they don't. So it's the parent yeah. that shuts them down, and the mm-hmm. parent loves the Good News Club. As a matter of fact, many principals do too. We did a survey among hundreds of principals, and the feedback was great, that about 87% of them were aware of positive impact in the school coming out of the Good News Club. So the doors are open, and we're challenging Christians. Let's go and minister to kids while the doors are open.
Well, you know, it's good versus evil here. I mean, it's almost like the Battle of Bells, you know. Let's put my God against your gods. You know, let's go.
I can give you an example of precisely what you just said. In 2016, they erected in Boca Raton, Florida, a 10-foot-tall, 300-pound red pentagram fixture, and they put the words in it. Are you ready? May the children hail Satan. Now, in contrast, in after-school Good News Clubs, children will have the opportunity to learn about who God is and about his love for them, and learn to sing worship songs to the Lord. I mean, think of the contrast. In
yes.
2015, they unveiled in Detroit a statue of a devilish creature. There's pictures online for people to check yeah. out. 8.5 foot tall, weighs 3,000 pounds. That's about half of the weight of an elephant.
Wow. Right.
700 people were allowed to attend
But in order for them to get a ticket to the ceremony, they had to sell their souls to Satan. I'm not joking here. This is exactly what happened. In In after-school Good News clubs, the children will hear the gospel of Christ and will be given an opportunity to place their faith in Christ for salvation. So,
exactly.
I mean, the difference couldn't be more distinct, and that's why the parents in very large numbers choose Good News clubs for their children.
And the kids are realizing the truth as well, Moises, right? I mean, this is what the people need to hear, is that the generation coming back, I mean, there is a lot to be said about that that God imprint that is in the hearts of all his creation, that gives us a conscience to know the difference between good and evil. And it's amazing to watch these kids, how they will gravitate to that which is good. Now, there's no question. You're going to have some kids that are going to run off the reservation. I get that. But
sure.
By and large, you have to be greatly encouraged, and everybody else involved with CEF, to see that, boy, you are planting good seed in fertile ground here, are you not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We cannot underestimate the power of the gospel. I mean, if you go to an after-school Good News clubs in the public school, after the last bell rings, and you walk those hallways, you will hear gospel songs. You will hear the gospel be proclaimed, and children have an opportunity to place their faith in Christ. And it's a beautiful thing because the gospel transforms people. Okay, it's the power of gospel unto salvation, said the Apostle Paul. And I can think of this family that I heard this story, this testimony recently. It's two girls attending Good News Club. They're twins. And they love the Good News Club. They began to be changed and impacted. They were saved. They began to be transformed by the gospel. Then they come home. Guess what they talk about? They talk about what they learn in club. The parents began to observe the transformation in the lives of the girls, and they were excited. They ended up starting attending church together. The father had a problem with alcohol, and he completely gave up alcoholism. And I saw a beautiful video of the whole family of four being baptized together, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And so it transforms children, it transforms families, it transforms community.
Moises, I got to imagine, you know, for you and the team, that it's moments like that that... You can't buy that. There's not enough money that you know, could be invested, you know, to make you realize, you know, what you're doing in co-laboring with Christ, you know, for the sake of human souls. Congratulations. How can people find out more about CEF? We got 10 seconds left.
I would encourage your listeners to go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com. In there, there's a chapter finder. We have 400 offices in the USA.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Did you know that more than 60% of sales in Amazon's store are from independent sellers? Most of which are small and medium-sized businesses. Amazon released their annual Small Business Empowerment Report, sharing that Amazon's U.S. independent sellers sold more than 4.1 billion products in 2022. That's an average of 7,800 products a minute. Selling an Amazon store has enabled independent sellers to create an estimated 1.5 million jobs in the U.S., fueling economic opportunities in local communities around the country. Matt Slykus, resident of San Antonio, Texas, and owner of Boldly Growing, said, "For small business owners, Amazon has really leveled that playing field and made success possible for just about anyone who's willing to put in the effort to learn and bring their product to market." To discover products from small businesses, including black, military, and women-owned businesses, visit amazon.com/support small.
Welcome back. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. A little programming note. This afternoon at 1 o'clock on talk4tv.com, that's where you want to go, and you can tune in to our TV show that we do Monday through Friday. And another interesting guest for you, we've got the new Epic Times documentary, Gotaways, which is going to take a deep dive into the hidden border crisis. Producer and editor Kay Rubicek is going to be joining us. So join us at talk4tv.com at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And, hey, look, you can see the face behind the voice, okay, and see what it matches, how it matches up. I know people say, and they go, "Oh, you sound so much taller." Oh, that's been the story of my life. Welcome to broadcasting, let me tell you. Samantha Mao is with us, so we're going to go to Sam's Corner and get the latest on these viral videos that everybody's talking about. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
Doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking with you. All is well. I say all is well. You know, in Maui, you know, you and I have been talking about my daughter. And, you know, the Ohana there in Maui have come together and they're just, you know, loving on each other and just mournful over all that's happened. Because in that, you know, small community, the people knew people. I mean, this isn't some big, massive, like, major metropolitan area where people would pass away and you know, chances are of knowing somebody, you know, it would be very slim, maybe one or two people. But here, I mean, so many of the people, I mean, this is why this devastation that's taken place there has been so disheartening and so heartbreaking. You know, for those that have survived, and of course they're running the entire gamut and spectrum of emotions, you know, survivor's guilt and other things, you know, because, you know, so many narrow misses, including from my daughter, as I realized her story and where she was at in relationship to the fire, because she was back in her home at, I think she was in her home at just before 4 o'clock when the fire was raging and moving. At about a mile a minute is what they were telling us, coming down the hill and into the valley of Lahaina, heading for the ocean. Yeah. And she was on a road. I thought she had found a different exit. But no, there was only one exit, and for those that may be aware, that's that Front Street exit off of Highway 30, and which is a small two-lane road. And so bumper-to-bumper traffic and that sort of thing, and it took her 2 hours just to travel that about two-mile stretch of road to get to the highway. And, you know, she's mindful, looking over her shoulder and looking through a rearview mirror, keeping an eye on, you know, the fire and the smoke and everything else that was descending upon them. And of course, several times she says, "Dad, I was about ready to just jump in the water, abandon the car." But my instinct said, "Okay, hang in there." And, you know, she kind of worked her way around, keeping an eye on, you know, the trees that were bowing under the winds of 70 miles an hour. And thinking, well, that, you know, if one snapped, it could fall in the car, and she's by herself, and you know, dealing with this, and you know, thank God her family, her husband, and the two kids were up in Napili, about 15 miles away, so they were away from the immediate danger. But oh my God, by the grace of God, she made it through, and you know, and other people, some other dear friends that were about 30 minutes behind, they just barely made it through. And, you know, that's why when you see some of those cars that are so burnt out, they were just locked in. I mean, there was just bumper to bumper, and they just could not move and get out of the way. And many of the people jumped in the water. Some, you know, thought they'd stay in the car somehow. And, of course, we know what happened to them. And, of course, the body count now is over 100. I have pastor friends there that are saying that it could be hundreds, you know, because there's still, I think, about 800-900 people who are missing. And the other thing, too, that was really shocking, Sam, was that our daughter and son-in-law got a copy. Somebody had sent them a list, you know, that was officially sent out, you know, by local officials of missing people. And their name was on that. So you imagine what that must have, you know, how that made them feel, you know. And, of course, and they're seeing the other names, which are, you know, friends and that's the thing with that local community, and especially families who have kids, because in that area, especially, everybody's an auntie, and everybody is watching families. They're watching kids, so it's very tight knit. And you know, they're getting through it. It's going to be a bit of a hoe for them, because you're talking, you know, even the governor said this could be 2 years to reconstruct. So. Yeah, it's quite the ordeal, but and people are now starting. They're able to donate, which is great. You know, because right now I still think that banks still aren't working, credit cards are not working, so the kids are having to deal in cash, and it's hard to get them cash even. So it's,
oh my God,
you know, you talk about looking for the hand of God, and there's so many miracles that are coming out of this. And you know, for people that think that God is not interested and he's not involved in people's lives, don't tell the people of Maui that, because they know firsthand. They're seeing this. In fact, you know, just another sidebar, James Hurst and I were talking about this the other day, was that, you know, the local church down the street from where she lives that when I'm there, I go to, it's Maria Lanakila. It's a Catholic church. Right there in the middle of all the fires and everything like that, unscathed.
It's
unscathed.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you needed a sign, that's it right there. And I'm just thinking about, like, your daughter. I'm so glad that her husband had, you know, both of their children, and he was that far away. Because I was sitting there thinking, when you're telling me she's in the car and it's, you know, 2 hours to go 2 miles, I'm like, oh my goodness, doesn't she have two little babies? Like, I'm just picturing.
Right.
What, how do you get cell phone out?
Right, exactly. And the cell communication, cell towers were down, so they couldn't communicate. And so that was one thing. And the other deal, too, ironically enough, I had a granddaughter who had just flown in to Maui, was going to spend 5-6 days with the kids. And so she's stuck at the airport. No way to communicate. She's texting and contacting me going, you know, Grandpa, I can't get a hold of, you know, Marissa and David, you know, and I understand there's a, you know, fire going on, and I'm familiar with enough fires there in Maui to know it can be disruptive. I had no idea how bad it was at this point. But as this thing was starting to linger out and more information, you know, she says, well, I'm trying to get a hotel, but there's not a, you know, a room available. And I said, well, honey, I'll tell you, if I were you, I would jump on a plane, get back to California, just write it off. You need to get back on. And the thing that was so upsetting, you know, Sam, I got to tell you, I just, in fact, I put a tweet out, or an X, or whatever you want to call it. I threw it out there, is American Airlines, who flew her out there, okay, she is their customer, right? And right. Now this emergency, you're going to have half the island not able to make it to the airport. So that means you're going to have some empty seats, right? Now, she goes to American Airlines and says, hey, you know, can you get me on the next plane back to LAX? And they said, well, yeah, and they start playing with their computer and that. And they're going, well, it's a last-minute ticket and all this other stuff. And so it's going to be $1,500, which is probably four times more than what she paid to go out, right? And I'll tell you, I was so upset with them for doing that to my granddaughter. I said, I will never ever fly American Airlines ever again. And, you know, for...
You would be able to use some sense.
Well, you would think so. Right. I mean, how myopic, Sam, you know, that they would do that in an emergency. And unfortunately, Southwest, which now I refer to as Southbest, because they found a way to open up 1,000 seats, and I think it was for $19, Sam. $19.
Wow.
To fly people out of Maui, you know, these visitors that were stranded at the airport overnight, and they got them out and got them back home.
Wow, that is such a, oh my goodness, I haven't heard anything about that. That's so wonderful. And, you know, you think, like how would they, to see people mark up prices or anything at a time like that, and I don't know that America did it specifically because of,
That's their standard policy. It wasn't, I don't think they looked at it and said, oh, we got an emergency, we're going to take advantage and gouge people. That's their standard policy. When you get a, you know, you need to get back on a flight and it's the same day ticket, that they go to the top of the rack. You know, there's no discounts. It's just, that's just what it is. There's no consideration. So here it is, all the goodwill that they could have done. And fortunately, you got Southwest. You know, our new favorite airline, Southwest, now we refer to them as, was smart enough to answer the call. Well, let's talk about some of the stories you've got here. You've got a family that donates over 200 anti-choking devices, right?
That's right. So this is a family in Lowell, Massachusetts. You know, Maggie O'Rourke, she's an ICU nurse and a mother of a toddler. And she gave her parents an anti-choking device for Christmas. And she knew when she gave it to them that they were going to kind of have a laugh about it. Because if you've seen it, we've actually got a story on one of these devices before, saving a life.
Here's Paxi.
And, there he is.
Yeah, he agrees. Okay.
Little ones like him are the reason you want you want one of these devices. So they kind of laughed at her. Just like she suspected, but she's, you know, nervous thinking about leaving her little toddler with her parents, and so she gave them this device. And they're like, oh, Maggie, you know, you're just such a nervous first-time mother, you know, that kind of thing. And little did they know, the next day her dad was going to be eating leftover turkey, and he began to choke. He couldn't speak, which is like a sign if you ever see somebody unable to speak when they're eating.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They're choking. So they did the Heimlich, and they did these other things. It turns out that neither of those things worked. And then she remembered, oh, my gosh, we have that, you know, that LifeVac device. It's almost like a plunger that goes in your face.
Yes, exactly. I've seen that. It's incredible. Yeah, what a great invention. Yeah.
They save him, so they end up saving his life, and now the family's gone and bought about 200 of them for the local schools and the community to make sure everybody else has one available in case, God forbid, they ever need it.
Yeah. So now from now on in that area, with every turkey, you get a choking device, I guess, huh? Just saying.
Probably not a bad idea.
Samantha Mel, thank you. Now you know why she's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam.
If you learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.